Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great first weekend of September.
Yes.
Tell you what, love the weather, and you're going to love it even more in the next coming 7 to 10 days. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk more about that in the next segment. We're going to come back and talk and revisit a topic we talked about a couple of weeks ago with Boone and Crockett, and that is the fact that both Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young have now accepting javelina as the latest big game animal for their record books. And a gentleman that's been on the show representing Boone and Crockett in the past, Justin Spring, and then jumped ship.
Yes. Okay.
And is now the executive director of Pope and Young Club, will be joining us to give us some history on that process, because it started at Boone and Crockett.
Right.
And now brought to fruition with both organizations, and as well as things for all of you that hunt with stick and string, okay? we're going to be talking about weather, some updates. We've got some news from the state. Harold's been checking out the national scene. So y'all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
When Texas hurts, Texans help. And right now, our Hill Country neighbors are recovering from devastation caused by flash flooding over the July 4th holiday. This is Dennis Quaid. Today, we're asking for your help. Would you please contribute some of that money in your wallet or on your phone, or even write a check to help Kerr County Flood Relief? Look up communityfoundation.net to contribute. That's communityfoundation.net, from one Texan to another. Thanks.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And may as well share with you listeners what we were talking about during the break.
Right.
The three of us, Harold, Bob, and I are just kicking around weather, right. You know. And mentioned at the top of the show that if you liked the last few days, just wait. It's going to get even better. And going through and looking at the last 2 months in the 2025 Old Farmer's Almanac, the 233rd edition, and the 234th edition has now come out. It came out August 26th. It was released. What was interesting, Bob, and you'll appreciate this because I'm calling their hand on it, is, you know, they claim an 83% accuracy, you know, historical accuracy. And when you look at how we did last year in the 2026 book.
Right.
All right, it came out in August. The end of August was still not complete. We hadn't seen September. We hadn't seen October, and they were beating their chest about how good they had done. And quite honestly, I thought they missed it when the rain started, you know, in like late June and through July, et cetera. Here's what's happening, and I'm going, you're going to miss September and October on your forecast. In September 2025, they're saying that temperature in Texas is going to be 3 degrees above average. Mm-hmm. No, wrong.
Right.
I mean, when you look at the, I mean, and then in October, it's going to be average. Wrong. Mm. And then moving ahead, you know, it's kind of a yo-yo pattern through the winter months, like we'd expected.
So are you going to keep your subscription?
To?
The Old Farmer's Almanac.
I had my order placed as soon as you could.
Oh, no.
And they're available at booksellers across the state.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go to Amazon.
Right.
And just let them deliver it to you the next day. So that's pretty neat. Here in the Lone Star State, we've got some news. And just came off of the October issue deadline that has our annual hunt forecast. And I guess my eyes were tired. I even called Parks and Wildlife's media department, and I have to call them back and apologize because I misread something. They're talking about the 1,720-acre Bear Creek State Park acquired by Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Right.
All right?
Right.
I'm reading it. I'm familiar with the Bear Creek Park here on the west side.
Right.
That's a retention area.
Right.
And I'm looking, and I'm going, typo. And I'm so paranoid about typo and you know, autocorrect, mm-hmm. or, you know, et cetera.
Right, right.
And you correct or you type, and then it decides that it knows better than you the word that's mm-hmm. going to be in. Anyway, I swear I read Bee Creek State Park in a different place in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called them. I go, hey, I'm just trying to get clarification here. They've kind of went, Olson's old. His eyes are going.
Okay.
So anyway, but it's right next to Garner, which is going to be pretty cool, with some great views of old Baldy. We talk a lot about the Radio Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Harold reminds us all the time that he's an inductee.
And proud to be one.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Not many people remember the Dixie Cup and string that you originally started with.
That's right. Right.
The Texas
My buddy Marconi.
Okay. Texas Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame is seeking nominations through November 1. And these are people that have made contributions to freshwater angling, conservation, the 2025 inductees, Ann Thomason Wilson of Jasper and Rick Klung, professional angler of Ava, Missouri, were the 2025 anglers. You can go to the Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center and find how to apply. And one final thing, and I'll let you get in here, Harold.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up September 20th is the early teal season, but unfortunately, we're only going to have 7 days as opposed to the extended season because the Fish and Wildlife Survey came back below the long-term average established the season for this year. 4.5 million birds, down 15%, and the lowest estimate in two decades. It's been a long time since we've had a shortened season. Mm. The most recent May survey showed an even lower estimate of 4.4 million blue-winged teal. So, and because it's low this year, and the survey this year means next year is going to be a shortened season as well.
Okay.
What's going on in the national scene?
I just wanted to wish you a happy anniversary.
Oh, it is September.
I was hoping Bob.
What did you get me?
Oh, Bob would be playing Happy Birthday to You or something, you know?
What'd you get me?
Just my undying friendship.
Okay.
And they said it wouldn't last. 33 years, friends. We are now officially the longest running outdoor radio show in history.
That's amazing. And the most often asked question.
Yes.
Probably for both of us.
Uh-huh.
You know, have you put up with the other guy
right.
all this time, right?
Well, for one, we don't live together.
Happy birthday!
Thank you, Bob. Yeah, but I mean, it's quite a milestone and something we are very proud of, and of course, the adventure continues.
Just be aware of where you sit on an airplane, okay? Because that's where it started.
That's right.
Coming right. back from SHOT Show.
Just by chance, you
Absolutely.
Bet. We do have maybe one quick thing from National Shooting Sports Foundation. National Hunting and Fishing Day.
Okay.
It's celebrated the fourth Saturday of every September. Remains one of the most effective grassroots efforts ever undertaken to promote the outdoor sports and conservation. National, state, and local organizations host hunting and fishing-related public events in various locations. We'll have more of those as the month goes on. Shooting ranges, wildlife refuges, fish hatcheries, suburban frog ponds, and more. And these events help nurture understanding and appreciation of conservation among diverse segments of our communities. It began in the 1960s. Hunters and anglers embraced the era's heightened environmental awareness, but were discouraged that many people didn't understand the crucial role that sportsmen have played and continue to play in the conservation movement. May 2, 1972, President Nixon signed the first proclamation of National Hunting and Fishing Day, writing, "I urge all citizens to join with outdoor sportsmen in the wise use of our natural resources and in ensuring their proper management for the benefit of future generations." So there you go.
And all those sportsmen and women have been under attack ever since.
Yep. Yep.
And all the things that are supported by sportsmen and women. Mm-hmm. They keep trying to take away.
I know, and we're the ones that pay for the conservation.
Absolutely.
Remember, PETA feeds nobody. They don't feed any animals. So.
In weeks past, recent weeks, we've been doing the CCA Star Tournament mm-hmm. leaderboard. And, of course, this tournament closed at 5 o'clock on Monday, this past Monday. And we're waiting for them to get people certified, and then we will give you an update.
There you go.
On in the future.
Okay? I'm really curious about our little nippers. That's the one.
The ones that have been hanging on.
Yeah, for the scholarship money. That's right.
The parents are going, can I breathe? Can I exhale? All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets outdoor report. And we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 48 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 48 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 48 years, Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. This portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind. That is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the Original Blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I've got some up in my place I've had over 20 years, and they're still being used today. Also, I just installed their new VersaBlind up at my place, and boy, it's their next generation. And just as the name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline: rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the Original Blind. Answer that phone. VersaBlind. Towers, tie-downs, their new cottonseed feeder, and other accessories at blind.com. That's BLYND.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the Blind, and dealer inquiries are welcome.
Tell you what, at all the shows that I attended this summer, 9 weeks worth, the Blind was at most of them. And from Tyler to McAllen, back to San Antonio, lots and lots of interest. Said it before, if you're going to buy a deer stand, a new one,
yes,
take a look at the VersaBlind before you buy anything else.
Absolutely.
It just absolutely is phenomenal. Some of the dealers around the state: Barron's Farm and Feed in Fredericksburg, all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. In LaGrange, D&D Hardware, Gibson's in Kerrville, Moisway Shooting Sports in Kingsbury, Moore Farm and Ranch Supply in Brady. Then you've got West Texas Game Feeders out in San Angelo, and Wilford Enterprises in Koontz and Buna. Great, great product. They've
indeed
also got the cottonseed feeder.
Oh, that cottonseed feeder is fabulous.
It's amazing. All right.
Well, but why don't we check the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times.
Let's do.
This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, plus Monday, make up a trio of best days. Tuesday's a good one, while Wednesday's another best day. Thursday slips to fair, with Friday and next Saturday two more good days. Next Sunday, our fifth best day of the week. This weekend, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin either side of the noon hour, continue until late afternoon. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday will find game most active from mid-afternoon until either side of sunset. Next weekend, a major time shift occurs, with game becoming active from either side of sunrise until mid-morning. This Sunday, September the 7th, we will have a full moon. By next Sunday, September the 14th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend and on Monday, there will be a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Tuesday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday each have a double tide schedule. Next Saturday, a single low tide is the only tide of the day. Next Sunday, a single tide schedule of one high, one low.
All right, on the coast, reports coming out of Calcasieu is that fishing's been really good. In fact, most people are staying inside the lake, but then there's those that will go out and work the beachfront up to Johnson Bio and out to the short rigs, and you've got a variety of fish at the short rigs to catch. Same thing in Sabine Lake. Fishing has been good. Birds working. You've got redfish that are schooling. In the Galveston Bay complex, fishing's been a little bit on and off, but still, you find the right spot and you can just box your limit of fish quickly and then go look for something else to catch. In the Matagorda area, both East and West Matagorda Bay, doing quite well, and that's going to get only better. And the surf fishing in that area, Tommy Kuhn says this time of year it's his first option. San Antonio Bay, light winds and surf has been fantastic. Good fishing in the surf, basically out of the Port A jetties. And over the reefs, fishing has been good. Don't forget Cedar Bayou and the smaller bays in and around there, like Mesquite and Ayers. Out of Port Aransas, been some pompano in the surf and around the jetties. Kingfish have been caught around the 818s out of Packery Channel. My son has photos to prove that.
Okay.
great photos. Great fishing taking place. Baffin Bay, late summer, fishing's been on fire for big trout, and that's going to be true as this cooler weather we're talking about will continue to drop water temperatures and stimulate the shallow water bite even more so. Down South Padre, Port Isabel area, continue to catch speckled trout in the intercoastal near the fishing shacks. But again, the move over the next 10 days is all going to be towards shallow. And have seen reports as much of an 8-degree drop already because of the shorter photo period of the day, as well as cooler temperatures due to the air temperature. And finally, don't forget, we can fish for red snapper year-round in state waters out to 9 nautical miles. Okay. But by the same token, if you get into a bunch of small fish, you know, let them get bigger, release them,
sure.
And see if you can find another spot, you know, as opposed to pulling those that biomass out of the equation, okay?
Okay.
All right, what's going on with our lakes?
Well, why don't we head to East Texas then? Conroe! The big rain, it raised the lake a little, dropped water temperatures nearly 5 degrees. Catfish seemed to like it, with decent catches reported on liver, worms, shad, and punch bait from 5 to 20 feet. Bass have been on deeper rocks and structures, as well as chasing bait on ledges up to 20 feet. Crappie or better, folks are picking up decent catches on structure and timber in 13 to 21 feet. Fork. Bass are good early on topwaters, and frogs around grass or pond weeds. Square-bill crankbaits, chatterbaits are good in 2 to 4 feet most of the day. Carolina rigs are good offshore in 12 to 18 feet on points and humps with fluke-type baits and big worms. Lake of the Pines, bass are good on shallow flats next to deep water with lipless crankbaits, square-bill crankbaits. Topwater baits are good early in the morning and late afternoon. Crappie are good on slipcork minnows or jigs in 12 to 15 feet of water on brush piles and timber. Livingston, bite's been great in the morning and afternoons. Look for schooling fish right after daylight and late in the evenings, catching most white bass in 6 to 17 feet, but they can be caught on humps in 24 to 30 feet as well. Duck tracker slabs have been the ticket. Sam Rayburn, lots of bass are in the shallows. There's a topwater bite around pencil grass and reeds or any cover you can find. Yellow magic and topwater bait early have seen some action. Crankbaits on points and drains, jigs, and Carolina rigs off ledges and structure are working. Toledo Bend, bass fishing has improved with water temperatures now in the mid-80s. Topwater bite is picking up at daylight, lasting about 30, 45 minutes unless you catch a cloudy morning, with popars, spooks, buzzbaits working best in 1 to 5 feet around creek bends, standing timber, and shallow grass. Tyler, crappie are good on minnows in 16 feet of water. Bodark, morning bass bite is best with topwater frogs on pond weeds and poppers on the edge, as well as flukes and yum dingers. Squarebills are good around old ponds and points in 4 to 6 feet. Fayette, grass is looking good, so cast a frog to see if you can get a bass to bite. Bass are good in 20 feet of water, biting deep diving crankbaits, shaky heads, and Carolina rigs. Palestine, blue cats are biting on drum pretty much all day long in 10 to 12 feet of water. Drift fishing and jug lines, crappie are biting real good around docks, brush piles, tree limbs, in deeper water. Texoma, watch for topwater striper activity early and late. Fish are still moving fast in deep water and down ledges. Lures and live bait as the water starts to cool off are working. Big fish are off main points, lake points at daylight on big pencil poppers.
All right, heading to South Texas out Del Rio Way, Amistad Reservoir. The bite's been a little bit tough due to a 6-foot lake rise, which is a good thing. Hot weather and warm conditions also made fishing challenging as anglers are working hard for bites. But give it that 10 days, and then let's see what happens, okay? Because the chill's coming. Choke Canyon Reservoir, it's only 45% full, and water temperatures around 89 degrees. All boat ramps are still closed. However, the bank fishing continues to be good. I find it interesting. Mother Nature comes in and says, okay, it's too low to run boats because the lake shut down.
Right.
But then it comes in and find a shade tree, get a cane pole, you know, or your favorite casting, you know, spin casting type, and fish from the bank. And, you know, blue and channel catfish, crappie, white bass, freshwater drum on shrimp, stink bait, and fish bites. You know, it's been a good time. Falcon Reservoir. Trophy catfish have been strong at night in 10 to 15 feet of water off the main river channel using live perch and fresh cut bait. Brownwood bass to 5.09 pounds with on the grass, fishing topwater frogs in 8 to 15 feet of water. Allen Henry, it is crappie time this time of year. Actually, any time is crappie time, but look for the bass to start becoming more active. Coleman, crappie are excellent to 14 inches. Ivy, get this. Black bass are good to 9 pounds with an 11-pounder reported earlier this week. Topwater frogs are good in the brushy brush early and midday and 3 to 5 foot. 10-inch ribbon tail worms and plum or redbug are doing well. And 8 to 18 feet of water along points and inside channel swings around hardwood cover. Meredith, got to talk about walleye.
Yes.
It's great, and it's really picked up. And the fun thing, Harold, is we know when Parks and Wildlife release a fish.
Mm-hmm.
And earlier in the summer, getting reports of 20, 21-inch walleye.
Okay.
Just think next year.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
I mean, we're going to have some sizable fish. What's the Hill Country doing?
They can get real big. Yeah, Buck Hannon. Look for shallow rock piles to get some topwater action early, and working deeper rocks later in the day is a good bet for some biggins. Medium to deep crankbaits will get you bites there. Jig is good to get that better bite. LBJ, bass are great dragging a worm on lean lake points and around structure. That's been producing the best.
All right, on the hunting scene, the countdown is complete. We are hunting.
Yes.
As of September 1, and the early north zone dove season runs through November 9. Central early dove season runs through October 26. The dove days, 5 through 7, which is going on now, and then 12 through 13, and then we'll give you the regular season. And, you know, we talk about the other counties for squirrel,
right,
which goes from September 1 to August 31, and then the South Zone javelina season.
Yep.
I just want to impress, I'm setting Justin up, because we can hunt javelina in the South Zone
right
year-round.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Oh, Ford.
Yes.
Oh, what?
Ah. Bill can read upside down.
I can.
Anyway, yeah, been on and off. Yeah, a neat vehicle. Really cool looking, too. It's the 25 Ford Maverick Lobo. This is their compact truck, but this thing was so styled out. All-wheel drive, 2-liter EcoBoost engine, but surprisingly good performance with that little thing. Those EcoBoost engines are great anyhow, but this thing really, really runs really good. It's mated to a 7-speed automatic transmission. It's pumping out 238 horsepower, but again, this is a compact truck, so it doesn't weigh that much, but it'll tow 4,000 pounds, getting 42 miles per gallon, which impressed me no end. The design on this thing is like black on black on black. I mean, everything was, but it's just cool looking. Good solid ride, and like I said, surprisingly quick. Trailer brake controls on it, 10 bed tie downs, really nice on the inside. Easy fuel capless filler, which comes in handy, and enclosed bed storage, storage system in the cabin. Blue and lime accents on this thing. Ooh, rotary gear shift dial. You got to get used to that. All the electronics that you can think of, pre-collision assist, rear view camera. Those cameras are really impressive. But it's a very, very neat vehicle. This thing was loaded to the gills, and I got an awful lot of people going, "What's that?" It's just cool looking, and it's got little extra stuff being this Lobo. So this thing was shadow black outside, black onyx inside. 40 thou, which is a good value on this vehicle. It's just really neat. Check it out. May just be all the size you need. And that, again, is the 25 Ford Maverick Lobo compact truck.
All right, we're going to break. When we come back, we've got Justin Spring, Executive Director of Pope and Young Club. We're talking bow hunting and more right after this.
When Texas hurts, Texans help. And right now, our Hill Country neighbors are recovering from devastation caused by flash flooding over the July 4th holiday. This is Dennis Quaid. Today, we're asking for your help. Would you please contribute some of that money in your wallet or on your phone or even write a check to help Kerr County Flood Relief? Look up communityfoundation.net to contribute. That's communityfoundation.net, from one tax end to another. Thanks.
I'm Sinequa Martin Green, and when my mother was diagnosed with cancer, our world changed forever. This experience made me so passionate about spreading awareness of treatment options, including clinical trials. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer to get information to those who have been diagnosed with cancer and their loved ones. Clinical trials introduce new hope for patients, providing access to cutting-edge new treatments. Talk to your doctor to see if a clinical trial may be the best choice for you or a loved one. To learn more, visit standuptocancer.org/clinical-trials today.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saliner and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And failed to mention to all of our listeners out in West Texas in the Trans-Pecos region, in the Alpine area, listen to us on KALP. If you're looking for a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal, go buy Highland Drug.
Oh, okay.
Okay, they've got them on sale and are available. Also, they're available at Spear Ag in Uvalde.
Ah.
And you know, you might say agriculture's in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday. Today, Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their new headquarters. They haven't had the grand opening yet, but the new headquarters are open, and you can get a sneak peek. You know, it's located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde. Take a step back in time to when customer service was a focus and the quality of goods was a priority. I'm going to be there later this month, and it's not just a step back in time, but a step forward in the future as to what a redefined country store and feed store is really like.
You'll be shopping then while you're there, probably.
Unfortunately, that is part of the habit, you know. Spear Ag and Feeder Max Feed Wildlife products still hold those values today. Spear Ag's the home of bagged cottonseed. They sell in bulk, plus they deliver. Spear Ag's also your one source for all ranch, animal, and wildlife supplies, carrying a full line of feed for cattle, horses, sheep, goats, wildlife, pets, and so much more. For ranching and agricultural services, visit spearag.com. For more information on Spear Ag's FeederMax lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit feedermaxfeed.com or just give them a call at 830-279-6156. That's 830-279-6156. Give you a little background on our guest. Long time when got involved with the Oak Foundation, making regular trips to Missoula. Stop by and see Jack Renault, the record keeper at Boone and Crockett. Then some guy named Justin Spring came in, you know, and he took over the job and stirred things up and got things started. And then he jumped ship from firearm, you know, hunting to stick and string, which I never took the time to become proficient, but I've always been impressed with those that bow hunt to get close and get it done. And he's been a regular guest on Texas Outdoor News. Justin, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, sir?
Oh, not too bad. Appreciate being on.
Absolutely. You know, we had Kyle Lehrer with Boone and Crockett, who replaced you as the record keeper at Boone and Crockett a few weeks ago, touting the acceptance from both clubs of Javelina. That's big news down here in Texas, you know?
Yeah, no, it's a pretty cool thing, and it's been quite a while coming.
Yeah, and you actually, when we were setting this up, you said that you actually helped launch that when you were at Boone and Crockett and then carried it through fruition with Pope and Young and Boone and Crockett, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's always been something to me that historically the clubs didn't recognize them, mainly because Texas didn't, you know, back in the day have a limit or anything. And once they started managing Javelina, to me it was clearly a big game animal. And so, you know, neither one of the organizations does anything hastily, but, you know, that was one thing that I started was saying, hey, why don't we look at this Javelina category and see if it has any merit. And so to see it go up through the ranks of Boone and Crockett and their records committee, and then Pope and Young's looking at it and agreeing with the analysis that Boone and Crockett got, it was pretty cool to see that added.
Yeah, it was interesting. This is Harold. It was interesting we learned all the so many different players and so many different states and Mexico involved in the discussion on this.
Yeah, I mean, that's always been a requirement on the BNC side that all the states that have the animal have to request there be a category. And so, you know, they all came together and put together a heck of a proposal that basically neither records committee could say no to.
Looking at the score sheet, and you can go to, if you're a bow hunter and want to see what the minimum requirements are, you can go to pope-young.org. And unlike the Boone and Crockett, which I believe is what, is it 15 and 5 sixteenths?
Yeah, correct. That's BNC's. We're 13 and 14 sixteenths.
Yeah, y'all give bow hunters, because of the challenge involved,
right,
a little bit of break on the minimum score. And for those that have looked at Boone and Crockett, say for bear, cats, things of that nature, it's basically the skull measurement, just the width and the length, right?
Yep, it's going to be measured the exact same as our cats and bear skulls. There's a couple videos we did. Kyle, I did one in conjunction with Kyle that's on both websites. It gives you a rough idea of some of the details on a javelina that a lot of people don't necessarily consider. There's a few uniquenesses about their skull that you need to take into account. But, yeah, it's pretty easy to get one measured up.
And also, like them, Justin, you guys can point people in the direction of a certified scorer for these?
Yeah, no, we've got a list of all of our certified scores on our mm-hmm. website, just like Boone and Crockett. We will accept Boone and Crockett scores as well, but all the work we're doing now with BNC is joint workshops. We're trying to get to a point where both measures for both organizations are certified for both.
Gotcha. Hey, listen, we're up against the mid-portion of the program, so we need to take a quick break. So, Justin, hang on. Folks, you stick around as we'll continue our conversation right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I told you it's going to be quick. We're back. Justin, as you all were putting this together, and I'm say you all, that's both Pope and Young and Boone and Crockett, how did you come up with a base entry to start? And with that, where I'm going with this, as more information and data comes in from where javelina roam, you think there's a chance that there's going to be an adjustment in the minimum score, upwards or downward?
Yeah, I mean, anytime either organization's introduced a category, there's always some refinement, you know, especially species that we've never looked at. The original numbers actually came, Arizona has a record book. They also have an archery record book.
Okay.
Obviously, Texas has a record book that they keep track of javelina. And so we went back and looked at where those breaks would be and then what we thought, you know, we should see. Now, obviously not being accepted on a national level, just at a state level, I think there's probably more out there that have been scored, and they just didn't quite have the prestige, I guess, of other big game animals. But we looked at those, and that's where those minimums came from, is, you know, okay, what have we seen historically? What's a really big one? What's, you know, what seems to be that top percentage that we need to record?
Okay.
As we're looking at this being based on archery, what are your rules and regulations on that? And my question is, you know, we're looking at recurves and compounds and longbows. Are crossbows accepted?
you know, for Pope and Young, we do not accept crossbows. Our mission is the promotion of bow hunting, that, you know, the traditional bow or the compound bow is what our mission is pushing. There is an organization, Bolt and Coral, that does keep records of crossbow only taken. And so if we get a, crossbow, harvested animal come to us, our majors will, you know, some of them will score for Bolt and Coral, or we refer them to their, you know, they're trying to do the same thing for crossbows that Pope and Young's doing for the more traditional bows.
Well, if that's the case with Pope and Young, then obviously you all are not going to accept something with the air saber or any of the pneumatic type propelled bolts, right?
You know, and you know, that's one difference. I mean, coming from Boone and Crockett over to Pope and Young, you know, Boone and Crockett's mission is first and foremost just to gauge wildlife management successes and failures. So they'll take pickups. They, you know, they're not as particular. Pope and Young's mission is purely to promote bow hunting and ensure it stays, you know, true and continues for generations to come. And so we're a little more particular on the technologies and things that, you know, will allow versus Boone and Crockett, in just to ensure that the future of bow hunting and the traditional, you know, close range weapons type situations maintained.
I gotta applaud all the archery hunters out there.
Oh yes, indeed.
I mean, it's a small niche group,
right?
But by the same token, it's organized, and you all have made an impact.
They're vocal.
They really are vocal with not only what you got here in Texas, as well as you know, nationally. While we're talking about Pope and Young, and again, I just got through with the October issue of Texas Outdoors Journal. Our subscribers will receive it about the 25th and be on sale later this month. If you're not a subscriber, good luck, because they sell out quickly. But looking at Boone and Crockett information, and I was Googling where your headquarters is located, and I got two addresses. You want to explain that to me?
Yeah, so historically Pope and Young had a museum in Chatfield, Minnesota, which was our headquarters. We have approached Bass Pro, or they approached us, I guess, jointly, and we are moving our museum down there. There's a couple other museums, Archery Hall of Fame and the Fred Bear Museum, that they do have plans to make a overall archery museum. So with that, we moved our artifacts down there. They have not put it up yet. But without the museum in Minnesota, we have gone to a remote office, but our physical mailing address is now a Texas address. So we are a Texas registered nonprofit with a mailing address in Austin.
Well,
yeah. Welcome.
Welcome to the Lone Star City.
I've got to ask, which, you know, the obvious question, and Bill will maybe, you know, moan when I ask this, but for the benefit of our audience, who was Pope and Young?
So originally there was two people that kind of fostered archery in the United States, Art Young and Saxton Pope. They were both involved with the museum out in California, where Ishii, the last remaining Native American, basically taught them archery. And so those two were basically, they wrote some books, they traveled to Africa, they did a lot of really cool stuff with bows, and they were trained by Ishii on how to bow hunt. And so they're the true fathers of archery in the United States and our namesake.
You know, the fact that you were at Boone and Crockett, and then you moved from Pope and Young, but then I recall our private conversations when I came back from Northwest Territory and was so excited about seeing a muskox, and you go, oh yeah, I'm going to hunt muskox. And you hunted those with a bow, didn't you?
No, that was, I did not do that one with a bow. That was a rifle on that. I am not near as accomplished as a bow hunter as I am rifle. I mean, I've taken, you know, a handful of animals with it, but, you know, like you said, it's a very hard endeavor. And, you know, personally, I always still try to strive for that top level animal, and they beat me most of the time when I've got a stick and string in my hand.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I have been enamored with muskox.
Yes.
Didn't know if I'd ever get a chance to see them, you know, or even hunt them. And to have seen a herd of muskox, and then to hear that you hunted and were successful, that was pretty exciting. Before we run out of time, one of the neat things about Pope and Young, your record book and the ability to go and see trends, is this kind of a manual endeavor where you see where the latest whitetail or mule deer or whatever may be taken? or is it something that you all look at and provide information to your members?
You know, we do have an online version available. We are doing some upgrades to it right now.
Right.
But that's probably your best place is to get on there. And you can, you know, we look at the stuff from our angle, but there's a lot of different things that people can glean from that data, you know, that may gloss over for us. You know, you might know an area that historically wasn't as good, and you might be able to say, oh, it does look like that's increasing or whatever. And so there's all kinds of stuff in there. You know, you can break it as far down as you want, and that data is exportable as an Excel sheet. So you can do all, I mean, if you're a math nerd, you got all kinds of stuff there you can play around with and try to figure out the next, you know, latest, greatest location.
Sure. I just had a thought, Harold.
Oh.
And with us, you know, having shut down the southern border,
mm-hmm.
and now we're protecting the northern border,
right.
You know, are you planning on trying to get your passport stamped and move into Texas to the headquarters in San Antonio? Justin, I'm talking to you. Huh? Are you going to be heading south? I mean, hey, it's a Lone Star State, you know?
You know, I've spent my whole life up north, and I do not know how you guys handle the heat down there in the summer.
Air conditioning.
That's right, yes.
I may be a snowbird at some point, but I don't see myself at this point in my life getting down there full time.
So you're gonna embrace that remote position.
I gotta be careful.
I understand. All right. Hey, listen, as always, you're always a wealth of information. Appreciate you joining us on Texas Outdoor News. Our guest, Justin Spring, Executive Director of Pope and Young.
Thank you, Justin. We appreciate it.
Yep. Appreciate having me on. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA. And the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what do we got?
Yes, indeedy. Okay, September 11th, 3rd annual Lavaca County Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Hallettsville, held at the Knights of Columbus Hall. Ducks.org has that information. September 11th, also, Tomball Magnolia Ducks Unlimited Ducktoberfest. I love that in Magnolia at the Magnolia Event Center. I think Ducks.org has info on that one, too. September the 12th, Henderson County Chapter of Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Murchison, held at the Eagle's Nest Ranch. And by now, I'm sure you know the website. And go to one of those great events in your brand-new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 48 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
Hybrid Light, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio, has flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. They even have kits that have like one of each. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, and they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. For our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and to check out, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, that is 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
Want to thank our guest today, Justin Spring, Executive Director of Pope & Young, and just for his insight. I mean, just good guy that, you know, has always made himself available, whether he was at Boone & Crockett or now Pope & Young.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, you ask a great question about who Pope and Young
right.
were.
We know who Boone and Crockett were. Yeah.
You knew the other group.
Right.
Boone and Crockett. You were running buddies.
That's
with them, right.
Yeah, we were. We had the matching coonskin caps. Anyway, but great information. What is the website for Pope & Young?
Pope-Young.org.
Okay.
And then Boone & Crockett is Boone-Crockett. .org.
Oh, okay. Well,
pretty easy.
There you go. And ours is TexasOutdoorNews.com. And they go, what do they say? Well, we archive our shows up there just at the top. So listen to our show, click on it, and there they are, dates and our guests and all that kind of good stuff. And, of course, do remember we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So whether you're out there in the woods or you're on the water, be safe out there. So you can join us next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.